So yesterday I talked a bit about business objectives and how some people don't bother with business objectives because they don't know how to measure them. But let's take a step back from that and look at, well, why do the business objectives matter in the first place? After all, it's more talk and less action, isn't it? Setting your business objectives doesn't get the website built. But I believe that having a set of business objectives, which are kind of the context for us building a website, is incredibly important because business objectives act as a plumb line against which we can measure our projects. While working on any web project, there's countless decisions that we have to make about functionality, whether to do user testing or not, how much time to spend on design, are we going to worry about accessibility, you know, how much work do we put into making sure this site's maintainable over the long term, how much do we invest in our copy, and so much more. And business objectives, if we've got a set of business objectives, they allow us to make informed decisions about these things based on what return they will bring. So, for example, let's say one of our business objectives is to reduce cart abandonment on our e-commerce site. Now, we can make a fair judgment that if we spend money on usability testing, then we'll probably find the reason for that cart abandonment, and therefore we will meet our business objective. Equally, if, say, the marketing department comes up with some great idea about forcing users to register before they can make a purchase, we can say we can reject that idea based on the fact that it's going to, is going to damage reaching our business objective. And so it moves away from being a kind of personal opinion of you versus the marketing department to this is going to damage our business objective. Business objectives also help us, effectively are helping us to judge the quality of our ideas and to justify the expense of their implementation. And that's particularly important when dealing with senior management because they want to know that any further investment they make in the website is going to be justified and they're going to want you to defend where money has already been spent. However, decision making isn't the only benefit of business objectives. They're also really valuable as a communication tool. The sad truth is that many web projects fail because of a lack of communication between the different parties involved. And I've witnessed projects where the developers' expectations are radically different from that of management. And often these differences are not discovered to the end of the project, and that leads to conflict and problems. However, having clearly defined business objectives up front help to ensure that all parties are working towards the same ultimate outcome. Now, I'm not claiming that this is the solution to all communication problems, if only life was that simple, because different parties are still going to interpret the business objectives in different ways. However, working towards a common set of aims is going to help, and it is a great starting point for better communication. So business objectives are totally worthwhile. And if you can't right now say to me, these are my business objectives for the website, then you need to stop doing any further development on it, sit down and work out what those set of objectives are, and then measure your site against those.